We'll go ahead and get started here. We're still in the 1:30-ish time frame. So I'd like to call to order the AMATS Policy Committee meeting. Today is the 14th of May, 2026. Is there a determination of a quorum?
There is.
Any audience participation?
We have none today.
All right. Minutes. I'd like to ask for a motion for approval of the March 26, 2026 meeting minutes.
So moved, Jurgen Green.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All right. Any changes or corrections? Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Thank you. Staff reports, financial progress report. This is 3A.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So 3A, if you see, we spent about 55% of our budget through March 31st. We are just getting underway and have gotten our first invoices from our PCI collection, so that should bring our number up in good fashion, and we are in good shape for the fiscal year. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, any questions? All right, is there a motion to approve the financial progress report?
So moved, Jenkins.
Second?
McCleary.
Okay, motion and a second. Any other questions or discussion? All right, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Who's opposed? All right, so approved. Technical progress report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As we're hitting the nice weather months, we're starting to do some bicycle advocacy events as we do every year. We actually have a couple this week and one a couple weeks from now. So we don't have any bike and brainstorms planned for this year. If in your community you're interested in having us participate with you in one and plan one out, we'd love to talk. So keep that in mind, or any other type of bicycle safety or advocacy event. Keep us in mind for that. Transportation reauthorization, I talked about that in a little more detail at TAC last week, so I'm not going to go into that in the same level of detail, but just want to say, like, that's around the corner. September 30th is when IIJA expires, so kind of we'll be watching that very closely in the coming months to see how that's shaping up and whether it's looking like new legislation will be pending over the summer. You may have seen in the last couple of days this news about a potential gas tax holiday, so that's another thing we're just starting to follow in the last 2 days here. So a lot of potential news this summer, but nothing substantive at this point to really report. So that's all I have for today, but are there any questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Matt. AMATS federal funds policy. Amy? This is attachment 3C.
Thank you. So we're almost at the end of this fiscal year, and things are looking really good. We got a $2.8 million loan from NOACA to cover the rest of our STBG projects for this year. Everything has bid, come in at an acceptable rate, and will definitely sell before the end of this fiscal year. That was an STBG. All of our other projects will sell in all of our other programs this year. We have very few left to encumber this year. Also, something different on the 3C attachment this time. If you look, there is a transit federal funds report that lists all of the transit projects. This is a federal requirement that we need to present this. This is mostly to be presented to CIC for public involvement, but it is also attached if you are interested. If you have any questions, you can contact Matt Mullen, and he can help you with any of that. And then the next project review meetings for District 3 is June 17th, and for District 4 is June 18th. I will be sending the agendas out probably about a week or week and a half before the meeting. That'll have your times, and it will have your all your projects listed. So, anyone have any questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Any old business?
We have none.
All right. Moving on to new business, AMATS Road Diet Report Update.
So we are in the process of producing an area-wide road diet report. So this will look a lot like the report that we did last year on the road diet, the roundabout report, especially the pre- and post-crash. So I'm sure most of you know what a road diet is, but for those who don't, road diets are a repurposing of a roadway to reduce the number of travel lanes in each direction. So you see here, there's a four-lane road reduced to a three-lane road, one lane in each direction with a center-left turn lane, and if room allows, some bike lanes on the side. And so that is used to calm traffic, which reduces speeds, which can reduce the number of crashes, especially severe crashes, and potentially improve the overall safety of the roadway. So the forthcoming report will build upon the road diet analysis that we conducted in 2015. The previous report introduced a methodology for identifying potential candidates for road diets. So we broke these segments off into tiers based on traffic volume. In total, across the region, we identified 60 candidate roadway segments in that report. In 2023, AMATS reviewed those 60 segments and ascertained whether or not whether and when a road diet had occurred. So we have identified 28 road diets, mostly from the recommended segments, and it included on your attached summary table. So we're looking for committee members to review those 28 segments for accuracy and if we're missing anything or wrong about any information. And so we've now begun the pre- and post-crash comparison of road diet segments. So we took the segments that have at least 3 years of full data. So we excluded the year post-construction and then plus the year following. So we've identified 16 out of the 28 segments, and they're already in the process of analyzing if any of those segments have experienced safety improvements. We've included the summary sheets for each road segment and math for each segment. And the remaining segments that have not been analyzed are too new for this report and will be added in the future. Also included with this memo is a map of the 16 road diet segments we have analyzed. We plan to dive into these segments more during the full report to get a little more nuanced understanding of what exactly the data shows us. So the report will be produced over the next couple months with the expectation that the final report will be available for your review before the August meetings. So we're asking the committees to review the following. One, just review the table of road diet segments to ensure accuracy and completeness. Two, review the summary sheets for the 16 road diet segments and let us know if, A, you believe any additional segments meet the criteria for this analysis or you see any information that looks incorrect. Lastly, review the report outline in your attachment and let us know if you have any comments or ideas just regarding the structure of the report. And then we ask if you return any comments or questions before the middle of June so we can implement that in the report. Does anybody have any questions?
Thank you. Item 6, resolutions. We have a number of resolutions. So 6A. Annie?
Attachment 6A, we are canceling funding for one project, which we are not actually canceling funding for the project. We are just moving the project out of the TIP. So therefore, it cancels the funding within this TIP. That funding will spill into the next TIP. So the project is not being canceled. It's just the funding is canceled from this TIP. And then adding four projects. And these four projects were projects that were approved back in February. And they finally have a PID, and they fall within the current TIP. So these projects are being added to our TIP so that they can be processed through. So that's all. Anybody have any questions?
All right, is there a motion to approve Resolution 2026-09?
So moved, Jenkins.
Is there a second?
Second, Rector.
All right, a motion and a second. Any other questions, comments? All right, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Resolution 2026-10. Attachment 6B.
Attachment 6B in your packet. This is an annual resolution that we have to pass every year in order to remain certified as the Metropolitan Planning Organization. This resolution reaffirms our approval of the 2050 Regional Transportation Plan, which we approved last year, the TIP, which is the same, and affirms the consistency of both of these documents with state air quality conformity. The TIP and the 2050 plan have both been analyzed for air quality in coordination with ODOT and been found to be in accord with federal regulations. Staff is recommending approval of Resolution 2026-10. Are there any questions?
All right. I'll ask for a motion to approve Resolution 2026-10.
Second.
All right. A motion and a second. Any other questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, motion passes. Resolution 2026-11, Attachment 6C.
With this resolution, the Policy Committee certifies that the AMAS transportation planning process is being implemented in compliance with all applicable federal requirements. Every 4 years, the U.S. DOT certifies that we are operating the planning process according to federal guidelines. Last year, AMATS underwent our federal certification review. The U.S. DOT will return again in 3 years for another review. AMATS planning activities are carried out under the continuing supervision of the Ohio Department of Transportation, and this resolution certifies that. Staff is recommending approval of Resolution 2026-11. Are there any questions?
All right. Is there a motion to approve Resolution 2026-11?
So moved, Amory.
Is there a second?
Jenkins, second.
All right. A motion and a second. Any other questions or comments? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? All right. Thank you. Resolution 2026-12, Connecting Communities Planning, Attachment 6D.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, everyone. Attachment 6D is the Connecting Communities Planning Grant recommendation for the 8th round of funding. Applications were made available on AMS website February 13th with a budget of $100,000. 7 applications were received by the March 20th deadline. The Connecting Communities Planning Grant Task Force met in April to discuss the applications. The task force determined that the two applications that best met the goals of the program are Monroe Falls Trails Master Plan and Brittman's Active Transportation Plan. Therefore, AMS staff is requesting approval of 2 planning grants, Monroe Falls Trails Master Plan and Brittman's Active Transportation Plan. Are there any questions?
All right, with no questions, is there a motion to approve this resolution?
So moved, Kilway.
Second?
Second, Brecher.
All right, a motion and a second. Any other questions? All right, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Resolution 2026-13.
Yeah, in February, the Policy Committee approved the draft of the fiscal year 2027 Transportation Planning Work Program and Budget was then submitted to ODOT for review. After receiving comments from ODOT, the major elements of the plan remain the same. Attachment 6E, Resolution 2026-13 is the final Transportation Planning Work Program and Budget for fiscal year 2027, which begins on July 1st of this year. AMAT staff is requesting approval, and I can answer any questions.
All right. Is there a motion to approve Resolution 2026-13?
Boland moved to approve.
Is there a second?
Jenkins, second.
All right, with a motion and a second, any other questions or comments? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, motion passes. And then last one, Resolution 2026-14. To add newly awarded funds, Attachment 6F.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. This resolution seeks to add new projects to the TIP for Metro and ARTA. In February, ODOT awarded Metro a little over $1.7 million and PARTA $288,000 in funding in their competitive Ohio Transit Partnership Program. These funds were flexed over from highway to transit use. This amendment will add funds for the purchase of bus shelters and various maintenance equipment. All projects are scheduled in FY27. The staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2026-14. Does anybody have any questions?
With no questions, is there a motion to approve Resolution 2026-14?
So moved. No way.
Is there a second?
Holding second.
All right, a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Resolution passes. Any other business?
The only thing I'd like to say is that, we're kind of on our summer recess. We meet again in August, and so I hope everyone has safe vacations, July 4th, summer days, etc. And Jerry, I think we're going to check this room for a carbon monoxide leak. Everybody seems pretty sleepy today. I hope everyone has a great summer recess. So enjoy.
Thank you. Thanks, Kurt.
It's up to you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, we will adjourn at 1:47. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.